Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for the Redeemed by Beth Moore. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Isaiah 44:22. I don't think any prefix in the English Bible could be more beautiful than re. Two little letters that simply mean again. God appears to have a particular affinity for the re verbs. For instance, return to me, for I have redeemed you. It looks like he just turned his back on us when we turned our backs on him, but he doesn't. Instead, he echoes throughout scripture, return to me. Return. You'll find that one reverb over 400 times in the Bible. But that's not the only fabulous reverb in the Bible. Here's a list of some of my favorites. There's renew. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. And revive. I will dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Isaiah 57:15. And there's restore. He restores my soul. And repair. Oh, and rebuild, and sometimes in the same verse. In that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins, and will rebuild it as it used to be. Amos 9:11. And replant. I have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. Ezekiel 36:36. Astonishingly, there appears to be no limit to what God will lovingly and lavishly redo and refresh for those simply willing to return and repent. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the restoring of all things about which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Acts 3:19-21. Simon Peter is exhibit A for those of us in Christ who could use a redo. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22:31-32. So you blew it again, been rejected again, been broken again, fallen in that trap again, been foolish again, faithless again. I know a Savior willing to put you back together again. Go back to Jesus. Yes, you get to return, because re is the most beautiful prefix in history. Our all-glorious God and Father, we are awed by your grace, patience, and love. Thank you for the endless power of resurrection because of the cross of Christ. Apply it to us lavishly this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.